Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with zero qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs and I'm joined with my lovely co-host Harry.
Hello, how are we doing?
Doing very good. And our wonderful guest Sarah.
Lydia. I'm Lydia. Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome to Zero Degrees.
We upgraded Lydia. It's happened, finally.
Yeah.
We kicked her off. New lids just dropped.
She got a degree, finally.
I guess we have to start there. Yeah. You have a degree and you're on zero degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your degree. What did you do? What did you study?
Well. I went to college and I studied the English language.
Wow, as an American.
Yes, as an American, so there's a lot to learn. Mm. As well as the theater, I concentrated in it, and then I did a minor in environmental science.
Okay.
And
you're the first American we've had
on
the show.
You give big, like, theater kid energy.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, and all of that, and now I work here.
Remind us how the minor major thing works in America.
So
it's different. You don't get to do that in the UK.
Yeah. So every university is, like, different with how it works, but for mine, you could concentrate within your major. So it's like I specialized in theater within English. So it's like dramatic literature. And then that's like you do like, I don't know, 9 courses for that. I'm just making that up. But like a bunch of requirements. And then for your minor, you have to do like 4 or 5 courses. Mm. And once you've done enough of that in the subject, then you just get one.
You just get one.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
Did you enjoy uni?
Yeah.
Would you call it uni or would you call it college?
College, I would say. Or university. Uni is British.
Is uni British?
But now I say uni.
But uni is short. Uni is short for university.
Yeah, uni is short.
Yeah, well, we'd say college. But like there are colleges and universities.
Then why
would colleges are inside of universities. That's what I would say.
But then
in the US, there's like colleges that are autonomous. And then your larger university.
I mean, you are an English major, so I would expect you to know the differences.
I do. But
okay, great. Well, hopefully that's useful for today, Sarah, because we're gonna answer some questions sent in by the lovely listeners.
I'm definitely sure that her degree is gonna help with the questions we've got picked out for today.
Oh,
do you
think?
Lovely
listeners have sent in. Thank goodness. Yeah. All the things I know.
Do you have you listened to Zero Degrees before? Have you heard any of our terrible questions sent in before, Sarah?
Well,
are you aware of what you've signed up for?
Harry, the only episode I've listened to was the one I was previously on.
Oh, true.
That's right. Sarah sent in the question with the English accent.
That's so true.
On, like episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3. Yeah.
Yes,
no, that was a good question.
And it's proved very useful.
Wow.
And now I've offended many people by speaking in my English accent accidentally.
I do feel like you've picked up a lot of Britishisms.
Yeah, my friend, I was home for the holidays and my friend was saying like, oh my God, like your voice has changed. I was like, throw it in the bin.
Do you think you lost some of your American accent?
No. I don't know. What do you think?
Because my brother lives in America, and when he came back at Christmas, I feel like he's picked up the tiniest bit of an American-y twang, which I feel like you would, like being around.
Well, I think it's inevitable, right? Like people say my Scottish accent's gotten softer. Like,
well, when you go to Scotland, does your Scottish accent get stronger?
It does, yeah. Because
then, like, it must have faded, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's also like appropriating yourself to the conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, I will say uni because I know if I say like, oh, when I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
People will be confused.
Everyone rolls their eyes. American.
Yes.
you did say like when we asked if you enjoyed going to uni. Did you actually hate going to uni?
Well, I did. I'm glad I went and I did enjoy it, but it was very difficult. Like rigorous.
What just like the subject?
It was just studying because especially in the US.
So you're try hard.
Like
you are obviously going to succeed and try.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Yes, I am. But so we have a lot of like liberal arts institutions, which means instead of here where it's like you're doing one thing till the day you die, I studied. We had like what's it called, like foundational subjects. So I like had to take a math class and had to take like an art class.
That's
and
so weird.
In like computers. And so.
So kind of just get your, a lot of it, you're kind of still at school, kind of. You're still just doing a wide variety of subjects.
Yeah. And they're like, they can be more fun than just like plain old like statistics. You can do classes that apply to your major in fun ways. But I found it's like your brain's being stretched and pulled in many different directions all the time rather than one.
That's crazy because I feel like a lot of like people speak about their uni experience being, it's the big pressure of moving away from home. Mm. That's like the like life-changing change.
Definitely.
And then like 20% of like the brain matter is taken up in, I'm doing a really hard subject, fuck.
I think it depends.
That's like
the
big stress.
Didn't you also do extra crazy hard mode though and went to England for some uni?
Yeah.
Didn't you go to one of the wanky ones as well?
There's a little bit of one.
Maybe.
What was your experience of English uni then? Do you think, did it differ?
So I would, absolutely. I was at Cambridge for 6 months doing study abroad.
Wow. At least it was Cambridge, not Oxford.
Yeah.
Hello. You know.
I don't know any of this.
It's beautiful there. It feels like being in a movie. Yeah. It's literally like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in Harry Potter. Like, why aren't the staircases moving and the portraits aren't talking to me? Whatever. But it's like, it goes from having like the liberal arts education where you're doing all of these things to like you're just doing one intensive study of a subject, which obviously makes you better at it. But then a lot of us felt like, well, I know, I don't want to like
throw stones. No, say it. Don't say it. Hot take.
I thought it was like much easier.
Really?
But I think it's because we had like a watered down version of like what the big guys who actually go there get. Yeah. And so how I coped was I did a ton of theater.
You kind of want a watered down version? You kind of want to go and experience it? Yeah.
And I think what I felt filled my time by doing like 7 shows when I was there.
Holy
shit.
7 shows, like going to theater shows.
No, putting them on.
Oh, wow. Okay. Holy
shit. Wait. This is another bit of Sarah we've got to dive into.
Yeah.
So you're, because I feel like I've talked to you about your theatre experiences, but would you be on stage? I know you like producing now.
Yes.
But if you were on stage, what role are you taking? Like,
well,
are you singing, dancing?
Well, in those shows, I think most of them I was producing. Like theatrical producing was the thing I was most interested in. And then for like 2 or 3 I was acting in. And I really like doing like musical theater or comedy. I think is the most fun, like, because I think it's the best when it's like, I mean, you guys certainly feel when you say something and the audience reacts. It's like, even like with chat, it's like you say something, they're like, ha 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 ha, it's like, that's great.
It's me streaming, I say a funny thing and then I just stare at chat and I'm like, someone post a fucking laughing
someone
emote,
do the
right,
lull emote right
me
now.
With a gun pointed at chat, say a fucking
show
funny
me
emote.
Mr. Biscuit.
Literally. As opposed to like if you're doing something,
it's
more
the streamer's
dramatic
swivel. You just see it, it's very funny watching like the Jingle Jam streams, you could just see people do it where they're like, I think that was a funny moment, and you just watch their head turn over to the chat,
which is quite funny. But as opposed to doing like dramatic theater, which I like watching, but when you're doing it, you might say something big and then there's just like no reaction. And I think it's like you get the like when people are laughing and clapping and doing all that stuff.
You've had your little experience now. You went to an opera, didn't you?
Oh,
recently.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple operas.
How was your recent opera though? It just reminded me.
Yeah, it's great. I went to Glyndebourne, which is a very lovely opera house in the southeast of England. It's a very weird one. So they do like weird takes on operas. It's not like, it is a classical opera house, but
weird
they
takes, what they just walk out and they're like, 9/11 was not an inside
job. The entire, like, I don't know, do you know the artist Damien?
First time an American's been on the podcast.
We got it out, at least. We got it out. It's done. Yeah. The bingo card's been ticked off. It's like the entire like set was made by Damien Hirst, which is like a modern artist.
He's great.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was weird looking, and you know, they were performing a normal opera, but the set just did not look like a classical opera set.
It was all
like cartoonily drawn, and it was all made to look like it was like a line art. Everything was like so shaded and all the chair. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, the set, I was like, I want a piece of it. Like, I want to just take a vase.
Yeah. Like I've seen like I think it was Don Giovanni at the Met, but it was in like 70s gangster Las
Vegas.
That
sounds amazing.
And so it's like, it's still opera. Like, they're singing the opera songs. They haven't changed the music, but the sets, and it's like been made to be in this time period, which I think is so much fun and really interesting.
Like, I feel like opera is so weird because it's kind of, I feel like it's, it, Like the young generation just don't give a shit. Mm. If you ask people about going to see opera, you think like it's like a very class divided, like musical theatre type.
Yeah.
And most people don't give a shit because it's all kind of impenetrable. Mm. But my experience with the opera, it isn't that impenetrable. A lot of it is subtitled. You have subtitles on a chair or above the thing. So you're like, yeah. I love it.
So what you're saying is subs, not dubs.
Subs, not dubs. Like, subs, honestly, not dubs. The exactly. subs was like killing it for me. I was like Based. Actually able to follow what was going on. Yeah. Like, I find it a very, every time I've been, I find it a very like good experience. Like, I think it's really fun.
So opera and anime fans just shaking hands.
Opera and anime fans. Yeah. Yeah. Loving each other,
yeah.
I think my only like, the bit I get sad about every time I go to the opera is, oh, there's like no dancing. Like, I bit me wanted to be a musical. Like, I love musicals so much that when you get to an opera and there's like, where's the big chorus moment where everyone gets out and dances, just doesn't happen. And I'm like,
yeah, not a part of me.
When are we going to dance?
When the microphone, the t-shirt cannon. Yeah. I want my candy.
Yeah, yeah. See, like a ballet or something. Yeah. A little recital.
I'd like to, I think going to ballet would be quite fun.
Yeah.
I think it, like a ballet recital just. There's some Swan Lake shit.
Yeah, we should have seen the Nutcracker. Crack some nuts.
Shit. Oh, shit. Yeah. We have we've just missed the peak period of going to the fucking
literally to the ballet. We're like, field trip.
Well, it's fine. We have to wait 11 months. That's fine.
Summer Nutcracker.
Yeah.
I guess also something I wanted to talk to you about, Sarah. I wanted to get some advice for the podcast. Now you're on the podcast.
Okay, I'm scared.
As our resident TikTok expert, now I don't browse TikTok a lot, and I don't browse YouTube Shorts a lot, but when I do... Yes. All I see
are
podcast
men, and they have men, and there's 20 men in the room.
And they've had bad opinions.
And they've got all these terrible opinions. Mm. But how do we, like, they're seemingly everywhere.
Yeah.
What do we need to learn from bad TikTok man podcasts?
Do we have to have more bad takes?
Do we need 20 people in the room? Like, is three people too few?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all these podcasts I see have so many people. It's mental.
Yeah, you need, I think first and foremost, you need a little man sitting in the corner who will do like your sounds. So you say something, he goes,
soundboard. Okay, soundboard is like, next edition.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Or like, awkward.
Well, I want the pike like
9/11. Oh, no. We'll have the 9/11 soundboard.
9/11. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Jeffrey Epstein did what?
Okay, Stephen Hawking sound alert.
Because he was on the list. Nice, good. That's good.
Is this what you guys talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god. Honestly, it's worse when Lydia's here. This has been quite a tame start. We haven't asked Ramsey about his pegging once.
We asked about education and the opera.
Yeah, this has been great. This is a very civilized 0 degrees so far.
And fine arts. But yeah, I don't know. I think you just be funny and people will love you on TikTok.
But I feel like none of them are funny. Doing that. I feel like we need to like say spicy, horrible things.
Yeah, that like, can be just like taken right out.
I don't even
want to
say any as a joke though that can just be taken out of context. You know what I mean?
I feel like the like most extreme take I've ever had on here that made people most angry was like when I was like, people are babies for not eating tomatoes. You got the most like rights in about that.
Yeah.
When people are like, Harry, you don't understand, I don't like tomatoes. I'm like, I still just think you're all babies. Like, people who don't eat tomatoes are babies. Just
I feel like I've had some pretty bad fucking takes on this podcast. I can't even remember.
What's your worst
take?
Yeah.
I don't know what my worst take is. Like, what is my worst take? Can you think of anything off the top of my head that I've said?
I don't know, people
have
to send in. We've probably done some pretty.
I've probably said some horrible.
We've done like
80 shit.
Episodes now. There's going to be some bad fucking takes.
Yeah, there's got to be some bad fucking takes.
You got to say something like, I'll start. I'll say like, guys, though I am a woman, I really don't think women should have jobs or be in the workforce.
That's
like,
fine.
It's
clip
much
it,
better.
Ship it, done.
The men, those are the ones who should be running things. Or you do like, do you know, like Jordan Peterson, he's like, where would we be without men? Men are in the sewers. They're
I
doing everything.
Well, I love men. Exactly. I think about men all the time.
Yes. Exactly.
Or even worse, like an Andrew Tate one. I don't even want
to
repeat
it. But I don't know how to parody it. It's unparodyable, isn't it? Like, I don't know if we can even...
Shut up, idiot. The way he said that shit.
He says bottled water.
I think a lot of it comes from the outfits. When I was looking at it, they're all in like suits. I wonder if we need to start wearing suits when we
sunglasses.
Do
sunglasses. You have to be smoking huge cigars.
Yep,
like
smoking
Joe
huge
Rogan,
cigars.
Yeah.
And talk about how maybe shouldn't be vaccinated.
Maybe aliens are real.
I think maybe, maybe aliens they're real. Are real as well.
Aliens are turning us gay, and they are real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Should we do a question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay!
Greetings, degreeless denizens, except Sarah.
Does it say that?
No. Okay. I just added that in because you have a degree.
Oh, I see.
Tomorrow, my girlfriend and I are off to see the new Scorsese film, The Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. And I am in need of urgent advice for a potentially devastatingly stinky matter.
So wait, just for context, all of our questions we usually answer about 3 months late. So they've probably gone and seen the movie.
I've seen this movie. Have you seen it? Is it good? I'm prepared. Okay. Ooh, it was fabulous.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
Recommend.
No, well, this person might have had a very different experience. Yeah. Because they've said stinky matter.
Well, important context, this movie is 3.5 hours long.
Okay.
So that's know good that context. Going in.
See, it is a Scorsese movie.
We wouldn't have had that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you guys don't watch movies.
No, I never watched a movie in my life.
With the film being over 3 hours long.
Well, fuck me then. What am I doing here?
It's fine. It's what Lydia would have done. This
watch through the next line. That's so good.
That is really good.
With the film being over 3 hours long, we will be seeing it immediately after we finish work. And instead of a typical dinner, we will dine on some Tesco meal deal sandwiches during the film.
Classic.
I thought this would be a great solution until now. Out of respect for the roughly 50% booked out screening, I forwent my typical choice of Coronation Chicken in favour of a nasally unintrusive chicken salad sandwich. However, asking my girlfriend what she would like, she responded flat out with prawn cocktail. Prawn cocktail. I told her to think of the fellow viewers. She responds with, I can take in whatever I want. And that's the only sandwich she likes is a prawn cocktail one. Mm-hmm. She refuses to budge on the matter and is quite insistent that it's fine. As you can probably all imagine, a prawn cocktail sandwich is perhaps the smelliest one can buy. If we were seeing an hour and a half long Pixar film, or even if the turnout was minimal, I'd go along with it. Fuck them kids. However, to be trapped in the room for 4 hours with the lingering smell of prawn goddamn cocktail sounds like a hellish experience for the other cinema goers. Out of concern for them and a desire to not get kicked out of the film, I've waited all year to see, how do you advise I go about remedying this situation? I'm planning on getting the sandwiches tomorrow morning while she works, and my only plan is
to
simply...
I love how well planned this is. So well planned.
Right. And my only plan is to simply not get her one and tell her they ran out of your one, but that will leave her without dinner, and it would only be a matter of time before the hanger sets in and festers for 3 hours. What do I do, oh wise ones?
Oh.
Wise.
Okay.
If you'd like to read for reference.
I'm good, I heard it.
It's a story.
It's a real fucking story.
Mm-hmm.
Prawn cocktail, what do we think?
So I actually was just having a conversation about this yesterday.
Okay.
I love to bring food into the movie theater.
It's interesting that they make it kind of a faux pas, right?
Like, well, you're not supposed to. They want you to buy the food.
It's a naughty experience.
Exactly.
I mean, they've kind of made that rule themselves, though, because they want you to buy the $1,800 fucking popcorn bucket.
How much do you usually take in, Sarah?
So, it depends. Some days...
It depends. It depends. Suitcase?
Well, sometimes maybe like a simple candy of choice, maybe like a little tinny, like that.
Yeah.
Other times, like maybe once I went to Five Guys and I got an entire Five Guys and I put it in my purse.
I remember that. I was there for that one.
No.
Soggy bag of burger.
And so because why not? And so I was talking yesterday to both Dav and Simon Byron about this, and Simon Byron was appalled, and Dav goes, oh yeah, once I did that with an entire KFC meal.
Oh my god.
Because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Case in point, example of expensiveness.
I mean, going to the cinema alone is quite expensive.
Yes.
Like, I would say it's quite a pricey experience.
Yeah, so you're paying for the premium of seeing it in the theater, but then the food, so I went over the holidays to see a film with my family, and I thought like, ooh, I'm an adult, I'll buy my father a drink, he'll love that.
Yeah.
And then I saw on the till, they had like, British word, at the register, they had...
You also said tinny. As well.
I know.
We're winning the war.
I've got my little, I'm assimilating. But I got my brother some gummy bears because I was like, I'm a generous sister and daughter.
That is $20.
Oh wait, yeah, let's prices ride it. How much do you think it was?
Like, I feel like it's like airport prices. It's like, it's not quite
$16.
Room.
Oh wait, so I got my dad a beer and it was like a Bud Light.
Okay.
Like, are we talking like two first pint, like pint?
No, it was like a bottle. Like he got the bottle, gave the bottle of Bud Light.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like a regular
bottle of water.
Yeah, a bottle.
Bottle.
I got a margarita on the rocks.
Oh, okay. That makes it impossible. Astronomical.
And then I bag, like, of gummy bears. Like, okay, so not like a big
like
one.
Like a face-sized bag of gummy bears.
Yeah, like the, wait, the
like
regular
size. Haribo Star Haribo. Mix level?
Yeah. Yeah. Haribo gummy boys.
Okay.
And I'll say two, I took out a crisp $20 bill and was ready to pay
cope.
With that.
That is instant cope that was going to be $20.
The margarita
loan is 20, right?
Okay, I'm going to say that all came to $36.
I'm going to say, I think it might have pushed 40. I feel like you could do 16 for the beer, it would be expensive. I have like 18 for the margarita.
But it's 16. This is not the big city. Like, this is not.
It's middle of nowhere.
It's the middle of nowhere. It's suburbia.
Okay.
And like.
$28.
Okay.
I'll go 30.
It was $33.
Wow.
Ridiculously expensive.
In like no.
What's that in pounds?
Like
£25?
That would be like 20, 26.
£26.
Yeah. For those three things. And so, all of this to say. You bring in your sandwich.
Yeah.
This is the cost of living crisis. Okay, but and you eat what you want because that movie is 3 hours. But you're
fucking up the experience for everybody else.
Well, I think also maybe, no offense, maybe they did it to themselves a little bit because it's like, why are you buying your meal deal sandwich in the morning and letting it stew?
True.
Because that will only intensify the smell. You buy it, you pop to also, Tesco's right before you go
of,
in.
Unless you're putting it in a fridge, that feels kind of like... I wouldn't risk that with prawns.
Yeah, I leaving
them out for like 12 hours. That's like 12 hours of prawns just in like in an office.
Yeah,
in
like
cooking.
An office fucking cupboard or something. Like,
in your bag.
Bad.
Yeah, that's like a bad.
I'm conflicted because part of me just says, "Fuck the rest of people in the cinema. It's your experience. Mm. You're gonna have your time.
Yeah,
be selfish.
I paid $700 to be here.
Yeah, I've remortgaged my house to see this movie.
Yeah. Unless you're talking or you're on your phone, those I'm like, leave, never come back. You're banned. Mm-hmm. Food is like.
So what if you're like eating,
live.
Like, I love durians. I'm going to eat some durians during this
film. You're slicing the fruit. You have your cutting board.
You got a little bit cutting
it's like
knife
a Mr. Bean sketch.
Yes. Oh my God, that reminds me though. Dav said he got the KFC and then he took out a bottle of Prosecco. He popped it. Like literally took a quiet part of the movie. And it's like... And then he pours it into glass.
It's also a noisy pour.
Yeah.
Fuck. Also, that's such a wanker's
so
meal.
Funny.
Fucking Prosecco and KFC is such a wanker's meal.
In the
meal.
Theater. Probably he's watching, like, I don't know what he's watching.
So
like Trolls
Bugs
3.
The thing is, I say go and do it, but I've had a similar experience.
Mm, okay.
I got the Greyhound bus, which is a, for those who don't know, it's like a kind of, I'd say it's a mega bus equivalent in America.
Yeah, little, it's like, I think it's like National Express. It's like, it's a little nicer.
The one I was on was not nice. Mm. It was bad. It was from the Port Authority in New York all the way up to Boston.
I've taken that very bus.
I know, I'm referencing
many
Sarah
times.
Would have done that bus
I'm
many times.
I'm viscerally in this experience right now. I'm on that bus.
Next to the Port Authority, because it's right near Times Square, there's a big McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm very hungover. I've been out in New York drinking for like 3 days. Mm. I'm going to get a Mackey's and I'm going to have it on the Greyhound bus and I'm going to pass the fuck out because I don't care.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role and movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sus-Eye Star News.
I pull up the today's like installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts. With Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
I get my Mackey's and it's kind of like, it's a stanky Mackey's. It's a fucking, like that Mackey's by Times Square. It's not the nicest Mackey's. It's pretty fucking retro. It's maybe like 70 years old. Like it's a fucking dated Mackey's.
You don't want to see what's behind the frying machine.
And I get some fucking nuggies in my Big Mac and I'm just like, I'm so hungover, I'm not thinking about it. And I just put them in my rucksack.
Oh no.
And so then I get on the Greyhound bus and I'm there and I'm like, figure out how to do it. And I'm like, okay, this is chill. I'm waiting for my bus, get on. And then I just open my bag and the stench of just like Mackies and like fat that just fills the bus. And like, it's not good smelling Mackies. No. It's like bad smelling Mackies.
When you're hungover.
And then I just hear two rows back someone go, what the fuck is that smell? What the fuck is that smell?
Jesus.
And then I close my bag and I sit there and I was so hungover and I was so sad. And I was like, I feel so bad, but I want to eat my Mackies. And I remember just like putting my hand into my bag and like, getting a single nuggie and just like eating it and being like, I'm so sorry.
No.
And I didn't eat it. I binned it when I got out because I was so embarrassed, so sad. I was so traumatized by the entire experience of just like, I've ruined this, like, it's like a 3 hour.
It's like 4 hours. Yeah,
it's like a 4 hour coach journey.
I had a similar one where I think I was flying somewhere. It might have been something for Jingle Jam or just back to Scotland or something. Mm. And like on the plane, I was looking for a little Magdie and was bored. I'd been watching a lot of Sopranos. And they're like, oh, they've got a little tiny charcuterie board thing. Mm. I was like, give me that. And it came in like this, like, processed as fuck, like, this vacuum seal. I opened that shit up and it was like a damn fart raid. It was just like, I was sitting at the front of the plane, so it was just going all the way back.
No.
So I was just like, even I was like eating it, I was like, who?
Oh, my God. That's literally happened to me. There was one time when I was flying from here back to the States. There was a little European family with like their 4 blonde children sitting in front of me. And they literally, the plane gets up in the air and they open their like charcuterie and I sip it. And they're like, here, like Gavin and Jansen, like here's a Johan. Piece of meat. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You haven't even touched your brie yet, Johan.
They're literally cutting cheese with like lumps of bread and meat. And I was like, okay, slay. Like that's smart.
But also, stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. So, okay, maybe I have more sympathy now that I've lived this experience.
Yeah, I felt so
bad.
You
tell these tales.
So I want them to own it, but also I know how embarrassing it is. And you're potentially saving your partner from mass embarrassment right now.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, do you lie and say they ran out? And
no,
just bring
don't
them
lie.
An alternative.
Don't lie.
Or do you say, I've made an executive decision for you not to have your favorite sandwich of choice?
Then and I've got angry.
Is it better to lie or is it better to be honest and ruin their night with a executive decision?
Well,
because
that's the choice, right?
I think they, because he said, right, he was like, that's going to be stinky, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, whatever. And I think it's like, well, she made the choice.
So you're just letting them live by the sword, die by the sword. Die by the prawn, live by the prawn.
I don't know. Mm. I think it's not like, because then maybe later, maybe she's like, oh, let's just pop to that Tesco's. Maybe.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like on the way, I just want to get, if they didn't have a sandwich,
that's the
I'll
solution.
Get something
you
else.
Buy out all of the prawn cocktails.
And you bin them.
And you bin them.
Yes. Oh my God. Because I feel, that's
no, but then it'll be like,
sneaky.
Oh, I got to just put my fucking thing in the bin. And like, what are all these prawn sandwiches doing in there?
It's just overflowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would, to be honest, I'd just fucking buy it and let them live in the misery and the embarrassment.
Why they decided.
Why
I
was
think.
Like, I know it's expensive, but why not buy something at the fucking theater, man? Like,
I don't know.
Get some fucking popcorn or something.
Because you can get some, there's living. No sandwiches there.
Yeah, you can get some sandwiches. It's not, I think it's kind of cute having a little picnic in the theater.
I think it's fine, but I'm just thinking like the chemical warfare here of like, the prawn cocktail sandwich, cheese and onion crisps next, and then like fucking like, I don't know, what's a stinky drink you could have? Like, I don't know, like...
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
So I'm gonna make my Bloody Mary.
It's blending.
You get on Nutribullet.
You're just like, you put your flashlight on, you're looking for plugs. You're like plugging your blender.
You just stood in the corridor, like on the side bit, on the alley, just like blending.
You're just standing like.
I guess you could always like. What you could do, because there's that great website, When to Pee, or whatever it is. That
I didn't know there was that.
It tells you without
great.
Spoilers for the movie,
when
there's a lull in action that you should go and pee, which is just genius. So it'll be like, you know, after there's a big explosion, you know, in the city, it'll give you like a vague thing that won't spoil the movie.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you can go and pee then, because there's enough time.
That's fantastic.
So I wonder if that's what you do. You tell her, you know, we're going to go and eat our sandwiches at this moment. And you run outside and you eat them and then you run back in.
Yeah.
I could eat a sandwich in the time it takes someone to pee.
But then they're going to have stinky breath, you know.
Whatever.
Just like,
not like breathing
on. Hello, welcome. Are you enjoying the movie? Like, what?
Yeah. I also think maybe the long run time is like better, because if it was 90 minutes, it's like you're smelling that sandwich the whole time. But then it's wafted away. People will have forgotten
is it a
okay.
movie?
By
is
the
there
end.
A lot of like, would it add to the movie? Is there like fish in any scene?
No, it's in the middle of like the American like planes.
Did you walk through a fish market at any point?
Because like, if
no,
you do
I
it
don't
at that
think
point,
there's
then
a
you're
single
just
fish.
Adding people's experiences, right?
That's you know? True. It's like 4D.
I've solved it.
Okay.
I've solved it. You're at Tesco already.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Buy the sandwich. Buy your own sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a little Febreze. To take away.
Wait, Febreze her sandwich or the movie?
No,
theater?
No. So when she's eating the sandwich, just be like. Shh,
I guess I really like that. to that note, do you get a stinkier sandwich as a good boyfriend and outstink her so she doesn't get embarrassed?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or you get
Plowmans or whatever.
Yeah. Get a whole charcuterie board.
And Plowmans.
Just a bunch of deli meats.
Yeah, like, get a tuna, yeah.
Yeah. Or you get mayo. Breath spray.
Yeah.
And then you're like, let's have a kiss. And then just...
just blowing shit everywhere.
It's their mouth. Yeah.
What a wonderful question. I hope they enjoyed their prawn and cocktail sandwich. That's
yeah.
all I heard.
Does that solve it?
We never
for
really
you?
Solved it, Sarah.
Be honest and say fuck the stinky sandwich.
Oh,
or
is
buy
that what
Febreze.
You're saying?
Or buy Febreze.
I'm saying.
I'm saying just go to KFC, treat yourself.
Mm. Upgrade it. Upgrade it. Yeah, yeah. If you're going to make a stank, make a real stank.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make a stank that's worth it.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't have, you'll pay not to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Get
yeah,
Proto
Cocktail is not worth the stank.
No,
and,
it's not.
Set away from people.
It's also, that's a, like favorite sandwich, that is a mid choice. Of like the Tesco Moodles, that is mid as fuck. Howdy, good folks. I'd like to share something with you all. I'm an early 20s gay man, and I really enjoy the company of older men.
Oh.
The oldest I've hooked up with being almost 70.
Slay.
Right.
It is a slay. That is a slay.
Did they say how old they are?
Early 20s.
Early 20s, okay.
Okay.
Quite old then.
On one hand, I consider this a 200 IQ strat, as there is never any shortage of lonely old men looking to get freaky. The issue is that this never leads to much more than hookups, as a 40-year-old age gap typically means we don't have much in common. Still, I can't get enough of that old man meat. Do I just wait until I and people my age are old? Do I gamble on a younger man, hoping that he'll still be sexy when he is old as fuck? It's not that I'm not into younger men at all, but we all have preferences. I can't
have it stinky things in the cinema.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on the matter. Thanks.
Old man meat.
Old man meat. I think I'm going to struggle being an old man because I find old people a little bit repulsive.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Like, I'm not sexually attracted to old people. I don't feel like that's a crazy statement. That's not a hot take.
Like,
is that a hot take?
You know, you've got like Mads Mikkelsen. Like, he's getting a bit older
but
now.
I don't know if
he's
I'm thinking
he's
like,
not wrinkled.
Like, this guy's pumping the cheeks of nearly 70-year-olds.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Those are old people.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I need
goodness
to look it up.
Me. I'm aghast.
Are you aghast? Is this all right?
I'm aghast and astounded. Well,
Matt is 58 years old.
Oh, that's not
old. He's got another 12 years to marinate.
Yeah,
12
that's
years to marinate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not old.
No, it's not old. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the things that's got me is he's like, well, maybe I'll explore younger men, but I don't know if they'll be hot when they're old. And I'm like, wow, he's still thinking. He's
well,
still
he's like
thinking that.
He's got that long game plan.
Yeah. But I'm like, there's filters these days, isn't there? There's AI. You
I
could just do a little face app.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like
sneaky.
It's... Yeah, I mean, you can just get them to dress up as old. Like, what bit of the old people is attractive?
Prosthetics.
Like, is it the is it the Zimmer frame? Is it the wrinkles?
Wrinkly
is
it the man meat.
The aged meat.
Is it the aged meat? Yeah. Is it the like
cured
the seasoning?
60 years cured smoked meat.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't
Christ.
Have you. I mean, what? Okay, what is like your age? What's your upper limit of your age cap then?
So
where do you feel
I talked about
it
this
starts
little,
getting weird?
I talked about this on the stream, right? And like age caps are an interesting one because if you are an 18-year-old, you should not be dating anyone that's 10 years older than you. Like if you're if you're 28, you should not be dating a 18-year-old. But if you're
This is the TikTok bit.
But yes.
But like if you're 40, it's perfectly fine to date someone that's 30. I think that's completely fine.
Yeah.
So I'm a 30-year-old man, and I have my age range set from, I think it's like 24, 25 to about 45. And people thought that 45 is my upper limit was a bit weird.
But I feel like...
Mads Mikkelsen's 58, and okay. I would let that man ruin my fucking asshole.
But it doesn't become weird for you, Ravs. It becomes weird for your partner, right? Because I don't think... I don't think it's weird as a...
Well, then what's their war limit, I guess?
Like, do you not think it's a bit weird these 70-year-old men are fucking this, like, 22 or 3-year-old lad?
Well, that's true. That is very... Like, if you spin it the other way around,
is that
not a bit weird?
That is very weird.
I'm happy for them. They've, like, pulled a blinder, you know?
Yeah, but he's had a tell there where he's like, they're not looking for a relationship, and I'm eager for one. And I'm like, I wonder that might
be. Is he grave robbing? Is he fucking out here trying to fucking...
That's what I thought the question was going to be. Because I'm like, that's the 200 IQ strat right there. It's like, you get him to get him to sign you onto the will, and then...
I think in those types of dynamics, it all has to... There has to be like a prenuptial agreement that you can't be grave digging.
No,
that's crazy.
I mean, he would literally be the age of their grandkids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh
he
my
would
god!
Be.
Can you imagine that your grandpa walking in and being like, "Here's my little fuck me right here. Here's my little twink.
Here's my twink, Mikey.
His little...
Don't say that. That's my brother's name.
Oh, can't take it back now. It's canon. This guy's called Mikey.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I don't know, the age ranges are weird because I feel like it's based on like maturity.
I think maturity and like power dynamic, absolutely. I think,
but I think that there's also like just sometimes when I see like 40-year-old you know actors or whatever, like these 22-year-old, it's like, what do you see in them apart from just like they
hot.
Are hot, like, they, they don't know anything about the world compared to you, like they haven't
have
lived
so
experience
more lived
like, this is, this, like you're just together because you find you're attractive, which is great and I'm happy for you, but also like what is this relationship like, what do you guys must, you're two completely different eras of life, like what are you doing together?
Literally, that's why Leonardo DiCaprio cycles
I know because they fucking get bored of him so quickly.
And they hit a certain age and he's like, I think 25 literally.
Kate Blanchett Mads Mikkelsen sandwich is a place I'd happily be.
How old is she?
54.
Okay,
yeah I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that as you get older, your span gets bigger, right?
Because
your lived life experience is larger.
Where's yours at, Harry? What would your age range be?
Well, I don't know. How old am I? Am I 28 or 29?
I think you're
20.
I don't know how old you are. 28?
I think I'm 28. I'm 28.
I think you're 28,
So I think my lowest is like... I just don't think I'd be interested in being anyone like younger than 22, 23.
Yeah.
Oh, even that. Like, I'm like, that's young for me. And that's like
you?
2 years younger.
Really?
Yeah,
but I feel like... But then what's your upper limit?
Well, I don't know. I think like within...
Because obviously my upper limit is like beyond 40 becomes like very weird.
Mm-hmm. I think even...
Late 30s is like not that weird.
Mm-hmm. I think even like where I am now, like early 30s, I'm like, I feel like it's just lots of growing happens. It depends on the person, of course, but I'm like, I don't know. But then there's also a period of time where I was Googling... celebrities I had a crush on.
Sexy old 70
year
old man.
Well, I was Googling and all of these men were all 39 years old. And so I was like, well, it was like Chris Pine and like Adam Driver and like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay, then.
Yeah. They're all 39 at the time, I think. So Chris Pine.
Do you think that you and Lin-Manuel Miranda?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, it's gone. He's off the line.
Oh, certainly. This was like early Hamilton / like In the Heights, and I was like, and then he did this.
And then what was the Spanish fucking Disney musical?
Encanto.
He did Encanto, and you were like, fucking.
No, that movie is great.
That
movie
is
very
amazing.
Powerful.
I know.
It's an important story to be told. But no, after he made it, I was like, I'm never looking at it again. No,
wow.
I'm just kidding. That's a joke. No.
That's fucking. We have him here today.
No.
Surprise guest.
No, I think like my upper limit is Timothy Chalamet, and my lower limit is
I have no idea how old he is.
I think he's my age, maybe older.
Your upper limit is your age.
No, I'm just saying
that's
he's my
insane.
Upper. He's my upper. He's my lower. He's my middle.
He's your everything.
He can be all around. He can be like circling around me like a moon.
Isn't he like
the
a fuck boy?
Yeah. What about
him? He's probably doing mad fucking.
Do you know who he's dating right now?
Who?
Kylie Jenner.
I know. Bits of my brain died. I lost brain cells that I didn't know I had.
They're literally at the Golden Globes recently.
It's fine. This podcast is going out in a little bit.
Yeah. But they were like sitting next to each other. Like that meme where it's like the two heads, like people, like the vine that like their heads are touching and they've got like hand on leg. And some guy's like, is this allowed? Is this allowed? They're like basically like that. And they were like, there's a camera on them, but no audio.
How much did you, how much of the relationship is just for PR?
Oh, loads. But whatever.
Because it gets, because literally we're talking about this now.
Yeah. Like, but I just thought it was funny. Their conversation, someone lip read was like, I like your necklace. Thanks, babe. I love you so much. I love you more. Oh, wow. No, I was talking about someone else. Whatever. And I was like, Jesus. Okay.
So wait, you wouldn't go, your upper limit is your age?
No, no, I was just joking. I was just how dare you ask a woman such a question?
We both said how old we are.
I'm 25 years old.
You're 25, okay.
And a half.
Okay. And a half, wow.
And actually, half. More than a half now.
Still going half. She'll get over it.
No, just... more than a half. No, but for real, I feel like it would be early 30s.
Basically, you're not going for 70-year-old men.
No old man meat. No old man meat for Sarah.
No, unless Ryan Gosling.
But he's like 40. Like
40-something.
Yeah. That's old.
I don't
What?
You're
that's your podcast moment.
That is your podcast moment. Yeah. Ryan Gosling is not old. He's young. He's like a young buck.
He doesn't look like he's in his 40s. Mm-hmm.
No, he's beautiful.
Did you see the Barbie movie?
Of course I did. That's why I'm mentioning him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Not because of Drive. Mm-hmm. Sad.
Like, what's that?
For your real Ryan Gosling fan.
No, because of the big one he was in.
Blade Runner.
Harrison Ford, yes.
Blade Runner, yeah. He's good in that.
And La La Land.
And La La Land. He's in lots of good movies. He's fucking great. He's great. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
He is.
There is a difference here in that the man asking the question is a gay man.
Yeah.
And obviously, mine and Sarah's perspective and yours comes in slightly more from a sense of like, I would have children with a 70-year-old lady.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this guy is just clapping cheeks and he don't care about no reproducing, which is very fair. So maybe that's like a perspective that I don't get and I can't quite see.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. Like, you know, gay people, we don't have a fun man.
Yeah, sorry we were silencing you, Ravs, and speaking over you. We should have let you take the floor to speak on this gay issue.
What?
Big gay queen.
Yeah. Yes, queen, speak freely. Sorry.
I don't know, man. Like, I can't picture that.
Would you fuck a 70-year-old man, right?
No.
Okay. Would you get pegged by a 70-year-old man?
When you were 20,
No.
I'm glad we cleared this up. This is a divisive issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
get pegged by a 70-year-old man?
A man can peg as well as a woman.
I guess they could, yeah.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine to peg.
Yeah,
pegging doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be
strapped on. It can
but
be,
but not how I am.
So we have to have our pegging moments.
Yeah.
I also assume there's no update on the pegging.
Nothing
we can share at this moment.
No, nothing we can share at this moment.
Okay, all right, that's wonderful. We probably have already shared it then at this point on the podcast.
Maybe.
I mean, wow, it's that pecking story that I heard a couple episodes ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, really, really brain teasing.
Man, I can't wait to. I have already heard that story.
It's gonna be an exciting year.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. This is a tease for me, but not for the audience because they would have heard it.
Yeah, yeah,
and a tease for Sarah as well, I guess. So
tease, all right.
I'm trying to just feed back in. What actually was their question?
How do they fuck the old man meat?
Let's get to the point.
He wants to be in a loving relationship with a 70-year-old man.
Oh my God,
so do I just wait until my age are old?
No.
That's dumb.
Well, no, you can grow old and happy.
No, just fuck the old people until you're old, and then you get to just fuck everyone.
But then he won't have a long-term. He wants a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe try, if he hasn't tried a young person, maybe he's missing out.
What about...
Maybe, yeah.
Or
just find a really old-looking young person.
Find a guy... Do you know those tanning beds that people don't use very much anymore?
Yes.
Just trap him in that for a little bit, and he'll get all wrinkly.
Okay, it's not my thing particularly, but what if they get in a long... time relationship, but it's like a non-monogamous one, and then they get their fix of old man meat whenever they want it.
Yeah, find someone who also enjoys old. Find another man who likes fucking old men.
Yeah,
and then you together can be kind of like a weird
old men
musketeer with your lances.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm sure if you look around long enough, you can find some old dude that wants you to.
I feel like it sounds like they're not having any problem finding people.
Yeah. And also, he won't. I mean, if you think about it, would never really be too long term of a relationship anyway.
Fucked up, Sarah. It's the elephant in the room, Sarah. It's fucked up.
I'm not kink shaming. I'm just trying to figure out, man, because some old people
happy for this guy.
Some people be smelling like rot, like they're rotting alive, and they're just like,
I feel like he's probably,
they need like Zimmer frames and shit, and like, how the fuck are you like, I want to slob that knob.
Imagine he's fucking, I'm praying good for this person. I imagine they're fucking the sexy 60-year-olds.
Silver foxes.
The fit 70-year-olds that are still playing tennis. You know, they're out there. The athletic ones are out there. Mm. They're not all just like mush and melting into a sofa. Like,
They've got their wits about them.
The ones that aren't rotting alive. Yeah.
He likes a bit of chase. It's those Zimmer frames.
Okay. It's like slow motion chase. Like he walks, the other guy runs.
Or maybe he gets like bent over the Zimmer frame.
No, he's going up the chair.
Oh my God, no.
Like, come and get me. Like beckoning.
Be old. I'm so glad I'm not old yet.
I posted on my Instagram that I don't think I could beat any bald person in a fight. When I say this, I'm talking bald people of legal age. 18 plus, no drop kicking Caillou. Who you can name. Not a hypothetical bald 95-year-old man. My friends all suggested beating up babies, which I said no to for the hypothetical. I can't name a single bald person I could beat in a fight. Can you think of any? Well, I feel like this is bait.
Wait, a bald person that we can beat?
Yeah, we got to be able to fight. Yeah.
I could beat Piran in a fight.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I
no,
certainly could.
No, he has dad's strength.
There is
no
way.
He has dad's strength.
Have you seen how hairy his chest is?
No.
He has a very hairy chest.
What does that mean?
The amount of like power that a man like draws in from his hairy chest.
Yes, I am very powerful.
Man's power level is very high. Mm. It's very, very high for a man.
Well, that just means that you could get like a grip on it.
Sarah, I would be careful. Pyrion is a monster.
No, he
has dad strength. Are you kidding me? That man is fueled by cider and dad mode.
Yeah, and I he has dota brain. Like, he wouldn't know when to stop punching.
Mm-hmm. You know, you give a swift punch in the lungs. He smokes
punch
so much.
Punch in the lungs. Like, punch in his dodgy heart. You're saying you're going to go for his medically
dodgy
heart.
My God, you're
going
for his medically
dodgy heart.
You're going for his pacemaker. Horrible.
That is fucked up, Sarah.
Well, I'm just being realistic.
Well, I'm glad you said Pyrion, because there's no way I would fight Pyrion.
I would not fight Pyrion. Yeah. Not a chance.
He scares me.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't
hit
a woman.
I think he would.
I
think Pyrion would fucking suck that. If you punched Pyrion in the face, he would punch you back so fucking hard.
Yeah.
He's from the school of hard knocks. Like, no.
I'm trying to think of other bald people.
So the two people I thought of Pyrion Flax, and I went, nope. And then I thought of Jason Statham, and I thought, fuck no.
Yeah. Not
like,
Jason Statham.
I can't think of any other.
The Rock? Nope.
No.
The Rock? No.
Stone Cold? No.
Oh, George Costanza.
Who the fuck is that?
What do you mean?
From
George
fucking
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
Oh, him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's mostly bald. He's not all the way.
He's not fully in the Brotherhood.
But he looks nice.
But I'm like, Seth Everman, no way. There's like fucking six, fucking eight or something like that. Mm-hmm. No way.
Yes. What about the guy from Star Trek? He's strong,
too. Yeah, he's old now. Mm-hmm. Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I could beat
the shit out of Patrick Stewart.
You know what? Patrick Stewart is kind of a sexy old gay man.
No, oh my
he's
God,
not.
So
he's
true.
Straight.
Is he straight?
He's straight.
I thought he was gay.
No, he's just like.
Is he just homies with Ian McKellen? I feel like that always tricked me out.
Yeah, no, he's straight.
That's an old man that I might fuck.
What, Ian McKellen?
No, Ian McKellen is quite attractive. I'm sorry.
Gandalf.
Yeah, both, to be honest. Mm. They're quite attractive old men. Sorry, back to the previous question. If our young gay man is fucking that quality of old man meat, then I'm very happy for it.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to my
visuals.
Concern.
Yeah, we need an example.
Can you send in a young gay man? Send in some of the pictures of your old
man. Yeah, we won't show anyone. We'll
I just
know.
Need to know for my sanity that you're doing good.
Yeah.
I need an update on this one.
I think I could beat up Patrick Stewart.
I could beat the fuck out of Patrick
Stewart. The problem with beating up Patrick Stewart is he's like, he's a national treasure.
I know,
treasure.
I wouldn't be happy about it. Like, I'd be hated by the nation. But I
think it would start a war between England and Scotland doing that. I know.
Probably would, actually. Yeah. People would
go up in arms. They'd be
exactly.
like,
he's Scottish.
No, he's English.
I'm Scottish, so if I beat the fuck out of
him. He's Scottish.
I was like, this whole time.
This whole time. What the hell?
No.
I. I think I could beat the fuck out of him.
I could beat the fuck out of him, yeah. He doesn't give off like big...
Who's like a bald man that you would want to beat up, though?
Oh.
Is there any... maybe it's like...
Andrew Tate, but he's a fucking kickboxer. He's a kickboxer. I'd die.
I would fucking die.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably fragile now that he's in prison. No. They get tougher in prison.
Yeah, they get very.
Is there any like... I think the crux of this too is, are there any like shrivelly, scrunkly little bald men, or are they, it's like you reach a level of power, your hair goes.
Your hair goes,
you grow 6 inches and you evolve.
Yeah.
So I'm to period. Your period stage. Used to be 5 foot. Yeah. You got his chest hair out.
Mm-hmm. Other bald people.
Who's the guy who... Proper Cockney lad, does documentaries. He's also terrifying.
He's terrifying, yeah. Mm. Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp, yeah. Absolutely terrifying.
Oh my gosh, what about Gollum?
That's the fucking fictional creature.
Could you beat him in a fight?
Frodo is tiny.
He's like...
He's got whiskies.
He can crawl on walls.
Yeah, he is pretty insane. Yeah. Also, he's got
insane jump mode. He's got like ring
He's ready
power.
To just like bite you as well. Yeah.
I think if you got
crazy.
A leg of his...
He'll bite you.
Yeah, he's like a chicken bone.
Literally. Yeah. Like, you could swing him around.
I wouldn't want to fight Gollum. That would be scary. Yeah.
I think anyone that's like a dad is like a no. Like Northern Lions bald wouldn't want to smoke. Yeah. He does Peloton every day. No way.
Yeah.
No way.
No. Yeah, Northern Lions would be scary.
Yeah, he's scary, man. He'd throw down
hands. Any of our friends?
Is Joe Rogan bald?
Joe Rogan's bald, but he's also a killer.
He's like a murderer.
Can we stop naming people who are like professional?
I'm trying to get you your podcast TikTok moment. Joe Rogan, I'll fight you anytime.
Sarah's
going to
fight you. Come here.
Yes, mm-hmm. Come here to Bristol.
I try to remember there's like a Weasley politician who's bald.
Ooh, a Weasley.
Is Ed Balls bald?
Ed Balls.
No, he's got some
Fuck
hair.
It, Ed Balls is a podcast. Ed, shave your head and we'll fight you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ed.
Mm. Yeah, he's Tory, ain't he?
No, he's Labour.
Oh, is he Labour? Yeah, so fuck you, Ed Balls.
Doesn't matter, fuck him.
Oh my gosh. What about Steve Harvey?
No way, that man will murder me. The man gets from his mustache.
No, I think I could take him.
You can't take
He's
Steve
so
Harvey.
Goofy.
He will eat you alive, man.
He's a silly, goofy man.
No, I think I would have him.
No, I think Steve Harvey is folding.
No, because I feel like we would end up on the floor wrestling. And I feel like I'd like tickle him a little bit. And then bring out his good side. Yeah. And then I'd just start punching him again.
Oh. I mean, all you'd have to say is like, cock and balls, and he'd be like...
Yeah, you punch him, you'd be like...
He'd be like, show me cock and balls.
Show me getting hit in the face.
Yeah.
I think I could take Steve Harvey.
I would not. I don't want to smoke
How tall
Steve.
Is he?
He's tall as fuck. The main thing.
He's a tall like
height,
gentleman.
In like, when people who don't know how to fight, height is like very, very big.
Exactly. It's the wingspan, the arm.
Yeah, the reach.
Yeah.
Can you Google most famous bald people in case we're missing it?
Oh, yeah. Most famous bald people.
I feel like Jason Statham's got to be number one. Or Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Yep.
Stanley Tucci.
The Tucci!
I fucking was in the same room as Stanley Tucci over Christmas.
Okay,
what
flex.
The fuck?
Big fucking flex. Huge I can't say, flex. Can't say why, but I stood next to him. I think I could fucking take him. He's a tiny little man. I do love him.
Really?
Though. I do love Stanley Tucci.
What the fuck were you doing in the same room as Stanley Tucci?
Why can't you say where it was?
Was
at the Illuminati?
I was like a private thing. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's like actually I was inducted into the Illuminati.
That thing.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm just pulling your leg.
Good old Stanley
John
Tucci.
John Travolta. Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson has lots
of hair.
Fucking cool.
Wait.
I could beat up Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson. I fucked up and read Michael Jordan. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he would kill me with a single look in my eye.
He could just say, motherfucker, and I'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
here's one we definitely no one can beat. Terry Crews.
Oh, no. I also wouldn't want to.
He's wonderful.
I wouldn't want to either, but also, like, imagine making Terry Crews angry.
Yeah, it'd be scary.
Yeah. Mike Tyson? Oh!
That is, like,
here's an interesting one. Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305, whatever the fuck he says.
I actually would love to beat up Pitbull. That would be so fucking good. I think I could. I think I could take Pitbull.
I don't...
Don't awe him.
I don't know. I don't know much about Pitbull, but isn't he actually a kind of chill guy? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. If he's done anything terrible, fuck you, Pitbull. But
isn't he
like a chill...
I think he's pretty chill. Yeah. I think he's very small.
Other than the songs that go, I know you want me. You know I want ya.
He's fine.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It took me... Why did it take me a second? I was like,
Although he's kind of got that Silicon Valley, like, He probably does fucking Muay Thai with fucking Zuckerberg like, or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
He's like, probably like insanely trained. Yeah,
actually, I spend 2 hours every morning doing kickboxing with my private tutor.
Wasn't he supposed to fight Elon Musk or was that Zuckerberg? That's
Zuckerberg. That's Zuckerberg is like a big MMA boy.
But Jeff Bezos, you just hit him over the head with an Amazon package.
Him with like the gilet. You know, he's always in that fucking gilet and just punching his face. And it was really good.
Or his superpower, like you have a special ability in the fight. You just have drones that are dropping packages for him and he opens it. It's like a katana.
And then you just splash him with piss water from the Amazon drivers.
He just shrivels
back like a vampire.
Literally. Really you say union. He goes, oh. Unionizing.
I know. Mostly it feels like there's a lot of bald people we don't want to fight.
Yeah,
it's quite a scary breed, isn't it?
Once the hair goes.
Once the hair goes, this gets intimidating. Yeah. Don't fight bald people, especially period, Sarah. No fighting period.
I won't.
Okay, well, stay tuned for the...
I won't.
Wrestling Federation next year.
When this becomes a tech talk, send it to Perrion.
Wonderful. I think we should wrap it up there then.
How wonderful was this? Well, we could keep going. Well, now I'm just in this podcast, right?
Now you're just in it. Well, don't worry, we're going to keep going because we're going to do a little Patreon episode, a very quick Patreon episode.
Am I the Asshole?
If you enjoy it, you can come up over to Patreon and come check out a little Am I the Asshole.
Patreon.com/ZeroDegrees. Thank you all for your lovely support.
We appreciate you.
Always please send in more questions because they're always fun to read.
Yes, and lots of great questions.
Time-based questions are my favorite flavor. Yes, the best.
Lots of people having weddings and then the weddings have happened by the time we answer them is always funny.
Yeah, tell us how your sandwich was 3 months ago. Yeah, exactly. We'd love to know.
Updates. Yeah. 6 months later is always good.
He's like, we stunk up the theater and broke up.
Yeah, it's over. Sorry.
Movie was great though.
Sarah, do you have anything to promote? Do you have anything to link to?
No.
You don't want to shout anything out. Taylor Swift eras tour.
Promote something you love.
My favorite television show just won 4 Golden Globes recently. Succession. So if you've never watched it, it's really fantastic. You can go watch it on HBO or Sky News Net Media here in the United Kingdom. It's really fantastic. You'll enjoy it. Let me know what you think if you watch it on Twitter. And then maybe follow me on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah, follow Sarah on Twitter.
It's at what fun. Handle?
YoungTalk_
Wonderful. Good job with that name. Brilliant. Right, we'll catch you all next time. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.